Finally, this hour, music from the rapper Jean Grey. Her latest album is called Genius. She finished it in 2005, but it's only now being released. And our critic Robert Christgau says it's worth the wait.
Jean Grey was born Sidi Benjamin in 1976. Her father is the great South African jazz pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. Her mother, the South African jazz vocalist Satima B. Benjamin. Though Grey was born in Cape Town, she grew up in Manhattan, in locations from Harlem to the Chelsea Hotel. She attended the Fame High School, LaGuardia. She danced as a young teen with Alvin Ailey. She was briefly a music business major at NYU. And by age 20, she'd bet all her cultural advantages on hip-hop. The dream-shattering girl, without collateral earls, unimaginable, chatter like a ladder of curls, tight expanding your world. And I might could just spike this game, like a roofie or a volleyball move, liking the aim to get analogies right. You're dumb as Mallory, right? The genius smarter than you thought at first, apparently, right? Please don't be mad at me, I'd rather be liked, cause your opinion really matters automatically, psych. That's from the lead track of Jean Grey's fifth album, Genius. Jeanius. The rapping is remarkable for its rapidity, clarity, and idiomatic cadence. The writing has a good-humored polysyllabic literacy that, believe me, is framed at both ends by colloquialisms we can't play on the radio. Forget Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim. Technically, there's never been a more gifted femcee, as women rappers are now sometimes called. But Jean Grey isn't confident that her gifts guarantee her success. I know I'm overly sensitive when it comes to, well, just about everything. And I'm so hard-headed, I don't need your help. Like, no advice for these records, unless it's me, myself. Like, I don't ever want to breathe if it requires assistance. Just shut down my system. I'm a victim of choosing bad love. Jean Grey loves battle rhymes. Witty, profane taunts aimed at her supposed peers. But she also writes a lot about her numerous neuroses, and swears that the most striking track on Genius is as true to life as its title, My Story. Among other things, it describes an abortion. And you don't know what it's like in waiting rooms and outside. The picketing pictures can slay you. They're screaming victims and spitting till they shame you. I hold my head low and shiver, push my way through. They put you in a room where you can change into your gown and shower cap, shaking as a fiend would do. And that's when you think of fleeing the building. And then they call you when you're hearing the call of your children. They camp down from 10 now. You want to stop them, but you say it in your head. You're out for the cut. And then you wake up in another room with plenty others. They call it recovery. You're thinking we ain't mothers. And then prescription pills written in script as chills. An understatement. You're dressed, but you're naked still. And your brain won't think straight. Wait, can't finish this. Genius is Jean Grey's first major label album. Its official release was delayed endlessly due to sample clearance hassles. In April, Grey wrote a MySpace post implying that she planned to quit the business. And in a recent interview, she didn't exactly disavow the possibility, just postponed it. She wants to have kids, wants to write full time, can't stand the videos her bosses at Warner's are making. One all sexy, the other giving My Story a happy ending. But right now, she added, rapping is her job. She's doing it so well that everyone should hope that's how things remain. The double standards are driving me. I'm mechanical now. The catalog gets gradually bigger annually.
Jean Grey's latest album is called Genius. Our reviewer Robert Christgau writes the monthly Consumer Guide to CDs for MSN.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.